But the flat, oh, it's just too much to bear right now.
I'm so tired of hating myself.
It should hopefully offer some normality in their lives.
What am I actually going to do with myself?
Anyway, what else?
Your coronavirus update for Thursday the 12th.
Italy now has more deaths than China, although as you can see on this graph.
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
Joe is literally going to ruin all my credibility at work. He's told everyone. You would think, as a professional, he would maybe want to keep sex with colleagues on the down low. Oh, I just feel so mortified by the whole thing. Like, I'm fully aware I probably shouldn't have got so drunk. I was just feeling so shit about the Greg situation. I was an absolute hot mess. But did it have to be Joe, of all people, that consoled me? Why is he always out? Does he not have a home to go to? And I hate so much that he's seen me naked. I keep getting images in my head of his sweaty, hairy body. Like, who knew he was hiding that much chest hair under his shirt? Oh, so gross. At least we're not in the office at the moment. I hope so bad that everyone will have forgotten all about it by the time coronavirus calms down and lockdown ends. I mean, I get it. There's more important things going on in the world. I just can't stop thinking about how embarrassed I am. Working from home is awful too. Like, in normal circumstances, I love it. But everyone's super anxious and stressed out. I literally had 8 virtual meetings today. I mean, I am loving looking in everyone's houses, but no idea how I'm supposed to get anything done. At least Joe wasn't in them, but I absolutely know everyone's judging me. Also, weirdly, I've been getting so many matches at the moment, and it's great for passing the time, but I definitely don't want to add to my stress by agreeing to an awkward video date. I'm going to have to change my habits, though, or my profile pictures aren't going to match the reality. I'll be like a giant walrus by the time things go back to normal. And everyone's talking about the news, and work feels super uncertain at the moment. So I'm just defaulting to stress eating. I need a new hobby.
Zoom call after Zoom call, really, isn't it? I've just had my first lesson of the day. I've got a few spare minutes until my next one. I really struggle with them. I think I was on mute for the first 5 minutes of my class. Of course, no one told me. They just let it happen as I mimed the history of the Tudors. It's so hard to engage these children now that we're in lockdown. How am I meant to... Oh, I guess this is how it is these days. No use questioning these things, just sit down, log on, and teach to the blank screens. And I'm so restricted with what I can plan for them. I can't be as creative as I was before, and I feel like I'm just lecturing and no one is listening. I'm feeling way more pressure. It seems like a lose-lose situation. This afternoon I'm going round to drop off some textbooks at one of my students' houses. They don't have access to the internet or funds to access the required material, so we've set up a kind of school programme that offers them aid, kind of like a delivery but with education. Uber Reads. It's a great cause, and it means that the children can still be learning when we don't really know what's coming next for them. It should hopefully offer some normality in their lives.
Oh, finally, out of the house. On my government-sanctioned walk, thank God. I still feel like a bit of a criminal being outside, you know. But the flat, oh, it's just too much to bear right now. I know it's my fault. I should have spoken to my flatmates this week, cleared the air. I will. I mean, I have to. They asked me to move out after that bust up and... Oh, now, we're in official COVID lockdown, so moving doesn't seem likely. It's just so awkward, and I'm nervous. I mean, I've avoided them, let's be honest. And the more I avoid them, the more scared I am of bumping into one of them, and the more I really don't want to have that chat. So I've basically spent the week either hiding in my room or listening out for their footsteps before I stealth run to the bathroom. Although, I have worked out a really nice morning routine, to be fair. There's just enough room for yoga in the corner of my room, so that's been, well, a total lifesaver, to be honest. And it's amazing how little coffee I need when I'm actually sleeping properly. Also, my clients have been amazing. As soon as the gym closed down and lockdown started, I had messages from my regulars like Emma, offering to still pay for sessions that were meant to take place and just generally wishing me well. I've been getting more and more messages through the week from clients saying how much they were going to miss me. And you know what? I'm really going to miss them too, you know. Maybe I took them for granted before lockdown. My day was filled with all these great people. It got me thinking about starting some kind of online training. I was just really taken aback by all the positivity, though. I came to think of the gym as this life-sucking hellhole, but looking back, once a session got going, I actually loved it. I just forgot about everything else. In many ways, that's a great way to spend your day. I'm just gutted to be realising this after going into lockdown.
Hi. I just got done listening to the last entry and wow, I was not having a good time. And it only got worse, actually. Sorry for the lack of updates, journal. It's not you, I just haven't felt like it at all. I mean, there's nothing I really feel like right now. I'm coming to you live from my bedroom, on my bed, at home. Home, you know, just I had to move back because it's a long story, but basically I couldn't get much furlough pay from work. Some bullshit about our agency saying because we choose our own hours, we're basically self-employed. And then that combined with a batshit landlord who doesn't understand what unprecedented global pandemic means meant I was curbed out. Literally, I think being an insane fucker is part of the job description of being a landlord, honestly. So, staying at my mum's. It's all right. I mean, it's not, but it's all right. Not much I can do, honestly, is there? Really fucked up of the agency not to help us out, though. It's like my last payslip isn't going to be able to be much help paying off mountains of debt from my own education, which is basically a ripoff now, because it's like, I know, it's not like I know anything that can get me anywhere. Literally, how am I going to pay that? I can barely help the gym for the weekly shop right now. And how do I pay back my parents for what they did? Just being a complete burden. They spent loads of money to set me up for my life, but nope, still couldn't do it. Just take and take and take and not even recognize my own Still, you gotta keep trying, I suppose. It's weird. It's like I wished for more downtime to write and just focus on me, but then like an evil fairy granted it with horrific unseen ramifications. I might just be saying that because I watched Five Children in It just now. It holds up if you're interested. But it doesn't mean I haven't stopped everything I was trying to do, you know. You can't let this sort of stuff get in your way, really. Plus, I've got my brain, got my laptop, got my fingers, got my head, I've got my life. Of course, I recognise that I'm, like, extremely lucky and there's lots of people suffering right now. And my stuff is small fry. It's just hard not to think that if I get anywhere to begin with, that I'd have a better time on it.
So, Tom called at lunch and said, I'm being put on furlough. I'm actually pretty pissed off. Like, what even is furlough and why is it everyone in the world's new favourite word? Apparently, they're putting like 90% of the office on it, so I shouldn't be offended. But I can't help feeling like it's a reflection on me. What am I actually going to do with myself? Thank God Emma and Laura are riding out lockdown in the flat too. I would have been so lonely and sad without them. Out of desperation for a bit of entertainment, Emma's arranged a Friday theme night. So it's Mexican night tonight. I bought a lot of tequila and I intend to drink most of it because why the fuck not? Hashtag furlough life. Emma got a piñata. Where did she even get that from? Going to the shops is always a slightly traumatic experience for me now. As nice as it is to get out of the house for a bit, people are literally insane. No joke, a person actually coughed on my arm yesterday. Is it really that hard to stay 2 meters away? Do they not actually understand how scary this virus is? Oh, I keep thinking about Greg, too, and our last date, and what put him off me. It's keeping me up at night. Like, I keep overthinking everything I said. What's wrong with me?
Okay. I'm about to push the button, launching my online training sessions. I've put off doing it. I was worried about asking people to pay money at a time like this, and I was worried that no one would want to pay me if we can't be in a gym. But people have been so encouraging. And Emma said she'd give me a bollocking if I didn't. So I'm going to take the leap. Well, small leap. I'm going to send out some private messages to the people who have been super keen. I don't want to plaster it all over Instagram. It'll just be super obvious if it fails. Oh, it's nerve-wracking. There. It's done. Bloody hell.
I just got back from delivering those books to one of my students' houses. I'm still in shock, honestly. I stepped inside the house, gloved and masked up, and as soon as I got into the flat, I was met with a deafening noise. There were, I think, 5 young children screaming and running around. I was shocked at first because I haven't really had any human contact for the last week. I just remember the smell as well of damp wallpaper. I can't even imagine trying to get any work done in that house. And I saw the conditions that family were living in. 5 to a bedroom, bare rooms. Everything was so cramped and I found it difficult to breathe. I dropped off the resources, had a quick chat to the mom who seemed like she hadn't slept in 3 days. She said that she can't support these children when they can't go to school. I promised that I'd be back and that I'd drop off shopping or resources when I could. I gave her my number and I told her to message me anytime. This is the parent-teacher relationships that should be being formed, not like the ones I've been experiencing recently. I left feeling frustrated with myself that I didn't realise what they were going through sooner. It's difficult that this has happened now, whilst we're all stuck inside and I'm just talking to those who need help behind screens. I wish I could get out and help, but I feel like I'm so limited in my, as a teacher in my position, like, it's those times that make me reflect on the fact that my problems really aren't that bad. As a total introvert, I've started feeling relieved that I don't have to see so many people every day, but now I can't stop thinking about all these families, and on top of the fact that it's almost impossible to keep children engaged on the screen. So I basically have no separation between work and life anymore. But if I don't help the parents that are in the toughest situations, then their kids are going to fall behind. I also got an email through this morning saying that they're going to try and open schools again soon. Just a select few students with smaller classes. I'm really torn. I want to go back to work as soon as possible, and I know that other people need to come back to school as well, but I'm just not sure.
I haven't seen Henry since our fight. Not in person, anyway. We call most nights now. I kind of need that, if I'm honest with myself. We talked everything through. I was scared about us. I was pushing him away, maybe, because I didn't think I deserved anything positive, I guess. Couldn't afford the time of it. Jesus, that sounds mental. I also get weirded out by, like, how he spends. I know we have different situations, but, like, still relax. Freaked out on him because I thought it didn't feel he was committed to me. I'm so tired of hating myself and not realizing how it manifests. But we're better now, at least. Except, he wants to start a podcast, and I'm... I'm trying to be supportive. I feel that a podcast should have more of a premise than group of friends hang out, drinking beer and talking about the latest news. You know, maybe I'm jealous because he's actually doing a thing, even if it's a shitty podcast. Even if he did, I bet he'd get people at work to promote and stuff and be super successful. I haven't got any of my ideas started. And I had a bunch of them. I had them all written down and I'm just not doing them. And I don't know why. It's like, there's literally no reason to wait. It's just drafts and redrafts with no purpose. Bah! Literally, I hate all my ideas. I've just been watching too much Doctor Who that I've already seen a million times. Maybe I could do a Doctor Who podcast. Yeah, because we really need another one, Jamie. Sometimes I just get scared of listening to myself, especially how lost I was a few weeks ago. I think it was kind of difficult to admit how bad stuff was. Literally everyone I knew was doing great, like straight out of uni. And I always thought, like, why am I different? Why? Let's just get on with it. But I really was running myself ragged, and I didn't even realize or stop to think about why I was feeling so rough. I really pile on myself. It's like actually vicious. I don't even plan to, but when things go wrong, I just blame myself straight up. It doesn't feel healthy. I've got to stop that.
Oh, I feel like I have the best job in the world. I've just been beaming all day. I just had 5 clients doing sessions over video. I set myself up in the park. It was perfect. I really didn't realise how much I'd missed them. Seeing their smiling faces just gave me such a lift. Oh, I know some of them have been struggling as well, so I feel useful being there to listen a little or just take their mind off everything. After my session with Laura, I could see how she changed from the start of the call. So much calmer, like more positive. I was really chuffed I could help her. It's not about losing weight or getting abs with clients at the moment. It's more about that connection and a bit of positivity. Emma got her flatmate, Jess, to join in with her session. She seemed really fun, great energy. It's no surprise Emma would have nice pals though, right? She's just such a vibrant person. She's been coming to me for a bit now, and it's amazing to see how she's grown in confidence. Like, both from what we've been doing at the gym, but also, I guess, her progress outside of it. Also, she has a really nice smile, and those bright, sparkly eyes, but that has nothing to do with anything. Although, she did send me a link to this drawing class she's doing on Zoom this week, and I think I might do it with her. I haven't really done much art since uni, so it's a bit scary to go back to drawing after all this time out. Oh, I'd be gutted if you thought it was crap. But I have time now, so no excuse.
Just woke up from Mexican night and I have a Sharpie moustache. Who thought this was a good idea? I think it's permanent. I can just remember at like 1 a.m, the three of us dancing on the kitchen table to, what's it called? Oh my God. Feliz Navidad. I'm pretty sure that's not even Mexican. Our TikToks have like hundreds of views now, so can't take them down, I guess. Then Laura vomiting up her tacos, great tacos actually, and Emma falling asleep hugging Edwin the piñata. Ooh, just looking through the messages we sent to my matches, so cringe. We thought we were hilarious. This one guy who's 6'3" was holding a cat in his picture. I literally messaged him saying, "How tall is your cat?" Dying. I'm chatting to a couple guys at the moment, actually. If they ever reply to me again after the horrendous messages from last night. Oh no, I sent one of them a picture of me with the tash and Laura's cactus poncho. Why? I've been voice noting this guy, Callum. I actually really like his voice. Is that weird? We planned a Zoom date tonight. How corona. Oh my God, this tash better come off. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a lockdown boyfriend. Then he'll probably turn out in real life to be a complete weirdo.